When Saturday Night Live went on the air 40 years ago, few would have guessed how many of the cast members over the years would become household names. But you've probably never heard of Edie Baskin or Mary Ellen Matthews. They're the official photographers for SNL, and their combined careers have spanned the life of the show. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, a collection of their work has been published to coincide with this year's anniversary broadcast Sunday night.
Edie Baskin's career at Saturday Night Live got its start at an L.A. poker game where she met Lorne Michaels. After he moved to New York to start a new late-night TV program, she showed him some of her photographs.
Nobody knew it was happening. It was all very new. So I said, hey, you think I can be the photographer? And he said, well, I don't see why not.
Baskin had no idea she was signing up for a lifetime career with a show that would soon become an institution. Baskin's photographs captured the manic energy of the show, starting with those early days when a bunch of unknowns created an unforgettable cast of characters. John Belushi as the samurai deli guy.
Can I have a sandwich, please?
Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd as two horny brothers from Eastern Europe.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
Gilda Radner as Roseanne Rosanadan.
Quit smoking. Now I'm depressed, I gained weight, my face broke out, I'm nauseous, I'm constipated, my feet swelled, my gums are bleeding, my sinuses are clogged, I got heartburn, I'm cranky, and I have gas.
Baskin helped create the show's signature look with her nighttime shots of New York City and portraits of the cast and guest hosts, which she colorized by hand.
I used markers, pencils, oils, colored chalk.
She was also a fly on the wall during all the work that went into creating the show, the writing and design sessions, the read-throughs and rehearsals. Baskin says the structure never changed.
So when you see a picture in the writer's room in the 70s and the writer's room now, it's the same writer's room. It's the same read-through. It's the same meeting in Lauren's office.
Monday's a pitch meeting. Tuesday's the writers are writing. The Wednesday's the read-through. Thursday, rehearsals start and the band comes in, and Fridays just continues with rehearsals and blocking, and Saturdays the show.
Mary Ellen Matthews started as Baskin's assistant in 1993 and took over when Baskin left in 2000. Of all the performers Matthews has worked with, her favorite is Will Ferrell.
All my dreams come true when he walks in the door.
Matthews says Ferrell and guest host Christopher Walken played a musician and record producer in one of the funniest skits she ever shot.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, my God, I couldn't even really keep the camera steady. And the laughter in the studio and just, you could not believe how funny it was. No one could keep it inside. Just too funny.
Matthews and Baskin's photographs capture the zeitgeist of each era. Stars on the rise or at their peak, playing to the camera, sneaking a quiet moment off set, reveling during their moment in the spotlight.
You're right there when something's being, like some great sketch is being written. That's always that feeling on the table that something great's being done. So let's get it.
Among the stars to emerge in recent years is Bill Hader, who created fan favorite Stefan.
If you're looking for a place to relax with an old lady, look no further. New York's hottest club is
spicy.
Spicy?
Spicy.
Matthews says she can always tell when an unknown cast member is headed for stardom.
Immediately, their first time on the show, you can just see it. They're going to fit in and they're going to be great. They kind of jump off the TV, don't they?
And when they do, Matthews is there with her camera. Lynn Neary, NPR News.